This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What's upset you now?
Okay, the thing that I'm really most, if I'm honest, the thing that I'm most upset about at the minute is my own face.
Oh dear.
Is that reasonable?
It just, can I just say I'm with you? It's just.
Is that Sean saying that?
Yeah, just looking at it, it's just.
Okay. Yeah. No, fair. I thought you were talking about your own face. I was going to say, you know, you've got an absolute dish.
Come on. What's the problem? You have a beautiful face. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with your face?
Well, I grew a beard, so I used to do my character Anna Mann. So I used to shave all the time because, you know, because that would be weird if she had a beard. It was pretty weird anyway, if I'm honest. But you know. But then I then, you know, went, right, fuck it. I'm going to be myself doing stand-up, which I've started doing. And now I've just let the beard grow and I love it. It's like a wonderful, big, thick bush. And my my dad had a lovely bush as well. And I feel like I've finally become a man, do you know what I mean, in many ways. And then I had to shave it off. Do you know what? I shaved it off to do an Anna Mann cameo because I've gone on Cameo. And I did a cameo for someone, which is fine. But then they gave me like £10. I was like, that wasn't worth it. Anyway, I shaved it off and I was like, do you know what I mean? I shaved it off and I was like,
do they decide what they're going to give you? Or that was agreed?
No, I thought I'd set it at £500. No, I thought I'd set it at like third. I think I said it like, I said it like 50. And they were like, if you go under 50, you might get more. And I went, all right, fine, 48 or something. And then and then it seems they can just say whatever they want. Anyway, fuck it, I did it. Well, I think it's like if they class it as a sort of
so just to clarify what Cameo is for people that may not know.
It's when you haven't had much work for a bit.
Right.
And you do a birthday message and you get like £30.
Right.
Rather than just doing it for free.
So you're in your house. You go
it sounds really like the reason that we all got into this business.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, that was my dream, that one day I'll be doing that kind of thing. When I was that little boy, you know, like a million dreams, you know, dreaming of what... One day I'll be sending birthday messages to people. People are quite... But it's good because...
Can you give us a... Yeah. I mean, not to make you feel like a performing monkey, but kind of what roughly is the vibe of a birthday message when you send one? What would be...
So, Colin, well, can you send one to me? So I'm,
right now?
I'm going to be... Right, do it for me now. Hi, Colin. Would love for you to wish me a happy birthday. I'm just about to turn 39.
Okay.
And my name's Sean Christopher. I don't know if you do middle names. It's Sean Christopher Walsh.
Sean Christopher. Well, I can do as many names. If the whole thing's names, it's brilliant because I don't have to say anything. But it's sort of... I do it as Anna. All the requests have been for Anna Mann. But I've said, like, oh, you could do, like, my characters from Afterlife, whatever, because then I don't need to shave. But I... I sort of would go, Sean, hello, darling, it's your birthday. Fuck! Well, you did it, kid. Come on, keep on going. And then they send you stuff, you know, like make sure you mention their dogs or whatever. Go, oh, fuck, and you've got two dogs. Oh, bless them. Oh, lovely little dogs. And that sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Okay,
it's pretty right. good. I yeah, think
that's
worth, genuinely.
That's worth more than £10, definitely.
Yeah, I'm booking well, that. I did I'm one, booking that. That's a bargain.
I've only done three. It's a new thing for me, you know. Mm. And we really want this extension.
You're 30 quid up.
We really want this extension. And you know what? I'm actually on 89. To be honest, the first one, because someone's become a king's counsel. Their friend has become a counsel to the king. Bloody so that was a hell. Lot of fun, you know, because I did as Anna and like, you're a counsel to the king. Fuck, you know, wonderful. It's basically just me saying a word and they go, fuck. But that was quite fun. And they like tipped me. So I got about 60 quid from them. And then this one I did last night was a message and they gave me £14. So I need to get in there and work out what's going on.
Oh,
someone's
my
skimming.
God.
How someone's skimming off the top.
Two the extensions, will... one out the back, one at the top. This is, you're going to be well, living in a dream. Castle by the end of this.
We think there's a whole room underneath our cupboard, basically, underneath the ground. We think
you're
going to
do one of those
songs
where they build a swimming pool under the house.
Oh, fuck, that'd be good, wouldn't it? I mean, my living room is in the basement. It's one of those things.
That's what,
do you know what I mean?
People
where
sort of
the basement
do in London,
is the living
they
room.
They kind of go under.
Yeah.
They, yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to keep going
hopefully
down.
Hopefully word will get around Buckingham Palace that you are doing these cameos and they will you'll start to get a few more generous, you know.
The king himself will ask
the
for
king,
one.
The king himself, oh, Charlie
wow,
boy.
Can you imagine? Oh, what a legend. The stuff he's done for this country. But I think... But my face, yes. Yeah, so having to shave it and then seeing my face. And then I was on the iPad. Right, here's another nerdy thing. As well as watching He-Man, I often read Spider-Man comics. I'm an awful nerd. I know. I'm not proud of it. But when it's loading, you're looking at your iPad, having a lovely time, and then it's loading and it goes black. Do you know what I mean? So you'll see your face reflected in the iPad. And I genuinely went, who the fuck is that? It freaked me out. I just jowly, because it's not the yeah. face I thought I had. Jowly, a big old turkey neck.
I know.
Just, I look disgusting.
The way things are with kind of Zoom and FaceTime, we have definitely learnt some unflattering angles, haven't we, over the past few
we
years?
We have, haven't we? Oh, God.
Accidentally taking a picture of yourself on your phone from sort of underneath is never a good one. Have you ever done that?
I have
yes.
done that.
Yes,
I have done
it's
that.
Not yeah. nice.
No, it's not nice
You mustn't
at all.
Do it.
No. I was
I pose a lot. I realised how much I
You're
pose pouter. A lot from this stuff. I really pout and sort of like sort of bite my cheeks.
Sucking the chins, yes.
But just when I'm looking in the mirror at myself.
Tongue on the roof
and in
the
my
mouth.
Head. But it's bullshit, isn't it? Because in my head I'm like, oh yeah, that's what I look like. But obviously I don't look like that. I look like that when I look in the mirror and pout.
When when I was younger, like a teenager, this is mental. I would kind of check what I look like from all angles. So that I would know what I look like if you were looking at me from if you were tall and looking at me from the right, you would know what you were
clever.
Seeing, and but it just made me incredibly insecure.
So but did you move change your head more? Depending on who you were talking to and stuff? Would you sort of like if you went to a small man, would you kind of you know adapt your? It's hard to do this hourly.
I think I would try.
That's interesting. But some people,
I've given up now. But
one friend of mine who's you know very good at taking photos of themselves, they know their angles. I just had no idea you could know your angles. You don't. It's all right for us, isn't it? Because we're lads. We're lads.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're blokes. We're like fucking have it, mate. But you know, for models, they have to really angle.
A lift or a changing room where it is sort of surrounded by mirrors. That's always a bit of a shock.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Also, which one are you? Are you you in the good mirror or are you you in the bad mirror?
I used to have a routine about this exact thing. I had two mirrors in my house and the one in the bathroom was very flattering and then the one just as you were leaving was a particularly unflattering
yes.
one.
I remember this.
And it's just...
So which one are you, do you reckon?
Well, you just have to go with a flattering one, won't you, for kind of self-preservation.
Philosophically, there's a lot of deep thinking we could get into it, isn't there really?
Because
I think
this is the place to do it.
Oh, definitely. I think ultimately we're podcasters are like unto gods, aren't they? I think ultimately it's like a sort of essence, isn't it? We're just an essence because you can't be all those angles at once, Sean. I know you try, but you can't.
I did try. I failed. Again, that's all I do is fucking fail.
I know. I'd love to see your angle for a very short man.
Here's something that this is something that I remember saying. This never stayed in any particular show, but you know how the higher angle is meant to be better, right? So you take the phone and you put it up, and if you look up at the camera, that's better, right? Does that mean that tall people think I'm good looking and short people think I'm ugly? Because by the same rule,
that's a good point. That, I mean, there's also the hair is going. We could go onto that in a minute, but
you have no control over which angle people see you from when you're out and about. That's the
problem.
You can't just pick someone up and move them around, can you? Can you? I don't know. Can you? Maybe that's all Tom Cruise is doing. He's just picking. He's in a way, he's picking up us as the camera, and he's just moving us around to get the right angle. Maybe we should start doing that in real life. I don't know, but I do think my wife.
It's an interesting thought.
My wife's shorter than me, and I think she's only.
So
with
she thinks you're hideous.
Yeah. Well, that's occurred to me because just you saying that. Because before that, I was thinking. The only reason she's with me is she can't see the top of my head, which is awful. It's just, the middle's just gone, guys. I realised the other day I've got a comb over, and that was a real shocker.
I'm amazed I've got loads of hair. Hipsters haven't appropriated the comb over because it does seem to have gone away, and I think it's sort of due a bit.
Not on my head, Paul.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Well, I'm not a big fan of how, you know, the bombardment of adverts at the minute. When I have to go into London, I feel very overwhelmed by all the fucking...
Oh,
I mean, just leave us alone. Just go away. And the one that gets me the most on Now TV at the minute, apologies if it's either of your voices or whatever, but the fucking gambling adverts. There's so many gambling adverts. I don't think it's you, is it, Sean, or you, Paul?
I bloody wish it was.
Oh, I know. You may be raking it in, unlike the people who are gambling. But it's. Yeah. I just find it very upsetting because when I, you know, well, first of all, it's annoying that you're streaming stuff now. The whole point of streaming was that we got this kind of like beautiful box set thing, wasn't it? We didn't have to have all the adverts and all that shit. And then now they're just putting the adverts on anyway. It's like they've got us, we're hooked, we can't leave. Now you can't leave. Do you know what I mean? So we're just going to get as much money off you as you can with all these adverts. And then that they're gambling. I find quite morally wrong, if I'm honest. If gamble all you like. I'm not saying that's wrong, but it's just the way it bombards you. And the advert itself kind of goes, it's sort of like some people sat having a drink and it's like, oh God, this is boring. This is boring talking. Have you seen this? Have you seen this? Am I allowed to talk about this? Really, I feel like I'm not allowed.
Of course. Yeah, I don't really watch. Yeah. I don't really watch. Gambling's the one thing that I didn't really get addicted to.
Me too.
Right. Yeah, no, I never did. My brother is a serious gambling addict, right? And I think that's what's made me go. I mean, serious.
Have something to do with it.
He's not like, I mean, arguably it possibly has ruined his life, but not demonstrably. You know, he hasn't ended up in prison. I think his life would be a lot better if he didn't do it, if I'm personally honest.
It's been a good example. Big shout out to him.
Yep, Steve. He'll love it. Oh, he loves the attention. He'll absolutely love this if he ever hears this. If he works out how to listen to a podcast.
What does he gamble on?
Horses mainly. He would gamble on anything and everything, but horses are his dream, you know. And once I went to Ascot, right, because my wife's family, they're a bit posher than mine, and they got a booth. And we sat in this booth, and I found it quite stressful, the whole experience, I won't lie. But I thought I'd get in touch with Steve, you know, and I'd say, Steve, this is your chance. You know, I've always thought he was like this Rain Man-style mathematician genius, do you know what I mean? Because the way he talks about gambling and stuff was as if he had this kind of amazing thing.
He's worked it out.
Yeah, he's cracked the code kind of thing, you know, and he's sailed his odds, which I still can't, my brain just can't understand the idea of odds. I don't know why. There's certain things my brain just
I don't understand
admits.
Odds.
It does. Oh, that's good to hear, Sean.
Odds are odd.
Odds are odd.
Odds are odd.
Odds are odd. Didn't you do that Edinburgh show, Odds Are Odd? As sure as night is day, odds is odds. Yay, Sean Walsh. The best show I've ever seen. curtain, blackout. But so we did this ask. No, but odds are, I can't make it. Anyway, I always thought he got it all. And then he told me to bet on this horse. And I was like, what horse should it be? And he went, go for that one, definitely that one. Because, you know, you get the paper. And so he knew what horses were running and all this. And then this horse, right, not only didn't win, but right in front of my face, it fell.
Oh, no, I don't like
fell
this.
Really badly.
No,
and then
I don't like this.
Load of people came out and put Sean, but they put a tarpaulin around it and shot it, like, in front of me.
You saw that?
I didn't see it shot because they put a tarpaulin around it, you know, to sort of... like a curtain. Actually, maybe not tarpaulin. Tarpaulin goes at the top, doesn't it? I mean, like a curtain.
Like a doctor's surgery. Tarpaulin is in reference to
that's
where
not the
it
right.
goes. No, a tarpaulin is just like a large
tarpaulin is the material.
Yes, I think so. Anyway,
but
let's not get bogged
Tom Paulin, he's like a critic, isn't he?
Is he?
That was a terrible joke. Sorry. Forgive me, Paul.
Oh, I see. I see what a tarpaulin is. You might put a tarpaulin over a skip so that people don't take
you
stuff
off. Yeah, you could. Yeah. You could. Yes, and you must. You must if you can.
It's true.
So it got shot in front of me, and I phoned him up and I said, Steve, that horse, you know, all my life I've thought you this gambling genius. And that horse not only failed, it was, you know, murdered in front of me. And he said, to be honest, I just picked the best name. I thought, fucking hell, after all these years, convinced he was this genius. And he just sort of goes, that one. And I wonder if everyone's like that, if it's all just lies. I don't know. But it upsets me, the idea of gambling, because I just think it's predatory, isn't it? Isn't it just kind of preying on people's desperate need for a bit more money?
Yes.
But it's always taking more than it gives. And then I think it's on that. Yeah, generally, the advert, they sort of go, there's these three people sat around a bar, like in their sort of 40s or whatever, and they're like, ugh, and it like goes all grey, and it's like, this is boring. And then one of them gets out an iPad and shows them gambling. And you're like, yeah!
This can't be a real advert, is
it's
it?
It's true. It's like something like a Bacardi Breezer. You know, remember the Bacardi Breezer adverts where they'd be like, you know, they'd have Bacardi and they're suddenly having a great time, you know? I mean, alcohol's a problem as well, of course, but arguably that's true. But this is just like, let's all just sit here and gamble on this iPad in a pub. So weird.
And all of a sudden it goes back into Technicolor like The Wizard of Oz. It's just like,
And it's all like, and like party poppers go off and stuff like that.
Can I just say, Colin, I've listened to you and you've described that advert. And I have to say, I feel like I need to try gambling.
Really?
Those guys sound like they're having a fucking great time. Here we are just chatting.
Yeah.
What are we doing? We could be out there.
Imagine if we were gambling on each other, right? Or something, I don't know. On
but there also seems to be the sort of tone with these adverts of like, they all seem to be kind of like making, letting us know how conscientious they are. And that sort of like, you know, obviously guys, you know, when the fun stops and all that sort of stuff. But it seems like they are advertising gambling with that as the kind of main message. Like,
yeah,
we want everyone to sort of like, but still do gamble, right?
Yeah, totally. And it's sort of like that whole, yeah, if the fun stops, stop. But I feel like the ad, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe I've got a chip on my shoulder.
It's not just you. No, it's not just you. We're with you, aren't I?
The advert, because it does that, and then it does that, think before you know, if the fun stops, stop. But it's almost like they're winking, as in, yeah, we all know this is bullshit, don't we, guys? Come on, just come on, have another bit.
What the fuck is that going to do? But someone's watching the advert going, oh my God, what have we been doing? Let's get that out there and gamble. We could be having a great time, gamble. But when the fun stops. Leave it.
Oh,
it sounds like the message of the advert you're describing is more like, when the fun stops, gamble.
Yeah, yes. Actually, that's exactly it. It's quite, it's not cool, is it? It's not cool. And the other advert, right, is that there's two of them. There's a husband and wife sat on a sofa watching telly. And again, it goes like, this is boring. And then it it cuts. It might not be those exact words, but that is basically what it says.
It's quite on the nose, isn't it?
It like is bring, you know, and it goes into color. And they're both on their iPads, or she's on her phone, he's on his iPad, gambling, but not talk. And they sort of look across at each other and smile. It's like, oh, we were like actually doing something together and watching a movie together, and
now we're
just gambling separately. This is so much better. We'd actually don't need, this has saved our marriage kind of thing. I don't know.
I'm off to Ladbrokes. The wonderful and beautiful, of course, Colin Holt there. He is going on tour. Please go and check him out live. He is a very funny man. His new tour is called Colin. That's Colin Holt with his new tour show, Colin. And he also has a podcast. After you've listened to What's Upset You Now, you can listen to his podcast called Into the Neuroverse.
And if you would like longer episodes of What's Upset You Now, if you're enjoying these short episodes and you would like more, then why not become a Patreon by signing up to patreon.com/WUIN. You can get a feature-length episode every Monday morning. Great way to support the podcast and an excellent way to get extra content if you are a fan of the podcast, which you are, because you are listening to it as we speak. So go to patreon.com/WUIN and sign up today.